Who is the most famous king of Israel? It's okay to answer. David, right? David is the most famous of the kings of Israel. And who was David's son who became king? Solomon, that's right. David reigned for 40 years. And then Solomon reigned for 40 years. And then who was the next king? Rehoboam. We don't know his name as well as the others.
Rehoboam.
Our text today is from 2 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 14. Which Shaba read for us during the service. And Rehoboam did evil, for he did not set his heart to seek the Lord. So we're going to focus on this verse this morning. But before we do that, note that the idea behind this verse occurs many times in 1st and 2nd Chronicles. A few examples of those citations. 1st Chronicles
22:19.
David is speaking to the leaders of Israel shortly before Solomon becomes king. And he says, "Now you all set your mind and heart to seek the Lord your God." And then in 2 Chronicles 11:16, the author speaks positively of those who had set their hearts to seek the Lord. And then in 2 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 12, in the time of King Asa, who was Rehoboam's grandson. At this time, the people entered into a covenant to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, with all their heart and with all their soul. And then in 2 Chronicles 19, verse
3,
a prophet is speaking to King Jehoshaphat, the son of Asa. And says, "You have set your heart to seek the Lord." And then 200 years later, speaking of Asa's descendant, King Hezekiah,
2
Chronicles 31, verses 20 and 21, Hezekiah did what was good and right and faithful before the Lord his God. And every work that he undertook in the service of the house of God and in accordance with the law and the commandment, seeking his God, he did with all his heart. So the point is this. Though our focus this morning is on one verse that speaks of one man, Rehoboam, this verse is an example of a theme which goes throughout the books of Chronicles. Indeed, we'll see that it is a theme that occurs elsewhere in both Old Testament and New Testament. A theme that has important implications for us today if we are to live rightly and justly. We must set our hearts to seek the Lord. So there'll be three parts of this sermon. First part will ask, what did Rehoboam do? And then the second part, why did Rehoboam do it? And then the third part, how can we respond to Rehoboam's bad example? So first, what did Rehoboam do? Our verse answers the question, doesn't it? He did evil. But what evil did Rehoboam do? Many of you have read in the scriptures about Rehoboam. His story is recorded in 2 Chronicles chapters 10 to 12.
Na mambo yote yamekwenda kuandikwa katika kitabu cha Mambo ya Nyakati wa pili 14 mstari wa 12.
And in 1 Kings chapters 12 and 14.
Na Wafalme wa Kwanza mambo hayo yameandikwa.
You'll recall that Rehoboam split the kingdom of Israel.
Na Rehoboam amekwenda kutawanya ufalme wa Israel.
At the time of Solomon's death, all 12 tribes of Israel were under the one king. But early in Rehoboam's reign, there was a delegation from the northern 10 tribes. These people came and asked Rehoboam a question. They asked him a favor. They said, your father Solomon was harsh with us. He forced us to do much hard labor. Would you please relax this burden on us a bit? If you do that, we will serve you faithfully. But Rehoboam says no to their request. Instead, he says he's going to be even harsher than his father was. And then what happens? Those northern 10 tribes say, what do we have to do with you, Rehoboam? What do we have to do with David and his descendants? Because remember, David was from the tribe of Judah, one of the southern tribes. And so they rebel and establish a separate kingdom. The northern kingdom that retains the name the Kingdom of Israel. While Rehoboam continues to reign over only two tribes in the south, the kingdom of Judah. And the two kingdoms are never again reunited. So that's an obvious evil that Rehoboam did. He split the kingdom. But that was not his fundamental evil. Second Chronicles 12 verse 1 says he abandoned the law or instruction of the Lord.
Inasema ya kwamba, hiyo mambo ya nyakati, inasema ya kwamba, wamekwenda kushusha sheria ya Bwana.
That is, he turned his back on what God had explained to the people. He rejected God's teaching about his own character, about God's character. What God had taught about him being the creator of everything. What God had taught about him being gracious and merciful and slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. What God had taught about him being just, making sure that every sin is paid for. So he rejected God's teaching about who God is. And he rejected God's teaching about who the people were. The teaching that all mankind from the very beginning has rebelled against God our King. That we all therefore deserve God's punishment. Indeed, as traitors and rebels, we all deserve death. But God did not give us what we deserve. In his mercy, he provided a plan by which we could be reconciled to him. Promising even back in the Garden of Eden that he would send a redeemer. A redeemer who would be born as a man. Who would then crush the head of Satan. And through whom all the families of the nations would be blessed. So he promised that this Redeemer would be a descendant of Abraham. A descendant of David. In the royal line of David. And thus most likely a descendant of Rehoboam himself. That's all that teaching that Rehoboam rejected. Teaching about who God is, who man is, and how man can be reconciled to God. And in rejecting that teaching, Rehoboam led his entire nation into sin. He led his entire nation into rejecting that instruction. So 1 Kings 14, 22 and 23 tells us, all Judah did evil, worshiping other gods. So realize, Rehoboam did evil not only by splitting the kingdom, his evil was much more fundamental. He rejected the word of God. And friends, our evil is similarly more fundamental than breaking any particular command of God. The evil we do is rejecting God. Rejecting God as our King. Rejecting His instruction. Despising His teaching. thinking we know better than God what is in our own best interest. Indeed, we can go even deeper than that. We do evil when we fail to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We do evil when we fail to love His instruction, His word, His revelation about who He is. We do evil when we fail to love His revelation about who we are and how we can be reconciled to Him. And every one of us is tempted to this fundamental evil like Rehoboam. Rehoboam did evil. And all of us are tempted to do the same. Well, then, second part. Why did Rehoboam do evil? Our text tells us he did evil. Why? For he did not set his heart to seek the Lord. There are two parts to this explanation. Let's start with seek the Lord. He did evil because he did not seek the Lord. As we read during our service from Luke chapter 11,
kama vile tumeona kitabu cha Luka 11,
Jesus said, "Ask and it will be given to you."
Yesu Kristo amesema, "Ombeni nanyi mtapewa."
Seek and you will find.
Tafuteni nanyi mtaona.
Knock and it will be opened to you.
Bisheni nanyi mtafunguliwa.
And Jesus continues by speaking of human fathers.
Na Yesu Kristo akaendelea kuweza kuongea kwa sababu ya ubaba au baba.
Saying, if a child asks his father for a fish to eat,
ikiwa mtoto ataweza kumomba baba yake samaki ale,
will the father give him a poisonous snake?
Je, baba anaweza kumupatia sumu au nyoka ya sumu?
Of course not.
Sio hivyo.
Jesus, a father is not going to give a poisonous snake to his child.
Hata kwenda kumupatia nyoka ya sumu mtoto wake.
Even we, fallen, sinful parents, know how to give good gifts to our children. How much more, says Jesus, will our Heavenly Father give the good gift of the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? So Jesus says, seek God.
Yesu Kristo amesema ya kwamba, mtafuteni Bwana.
Ask for Him.
Umuulize Bwana.
And you will find God.
Na utakwenda kumuona Bwana.
And elsewhere Jesus says, seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness.
Na kuna nafasi nyingine ambayo Yesu Kristo amesema ya kwamba tafuteni kwanza ufalme wa Mungu.
And He will give you everything else you need to live the life that He requires.
Na atakwenda kuwapatia vingine vyote vile ambavyo mnahitaji kuwa navyo katika hali ya kuishi.
So we need to do that. We need to seek God and His kingdom.
Tunapaswa kutafuta ufalme wa Mungu.
Saying, Father, I want you.
Sema baba, napenda wewe.
First, above everything else, I want you.
Kitu kia kwanza, ninahitaji wewe, kuliko vingine vyote.
I want to end my rebellion against you.
Napenda nifanye mambo yangu yote kwako.
I want to seek and find you.
Ninapenda kutafuta na kupata wewe.
I need you more than I need money or clothes or food or anything else.
Ninahitaji wewe kuliko vingine vyote kama vile pesa, mavazi na chakula.
So Rehoboam did evil because he did not seek the Lord.
Rehoboam amefanya makosa kwa sababu yeye hakumtafuta Bwana.
May we seek the Lord.
Lakini sisi je tunaweza kumtafuta Bwana?
But then The verse tells us another reason why he did evil. Rehoboam did not set his heart to seek the Lord. Seeking, true seeking, is a matter of the heart. True seeking is a matter of what we value most. True seeking is a matter of what we genuinely treasure. Remember our fighter verse from Matthew 13:44. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man finds and covers up. And then out of his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Hear that word, joy. He's happy to get rid of everything else that he has. All the things that he used to think were most important to him. All the things he had worked hard to attain. He gladly sells them all. Why? Because he knows the treasure in the field is worth far, far, far more than everything that he owns. So, when we set our heart to seek the Lord, we are setting our heart on what is truly valuable. And what is that? God Himself. God Himself. So the psalmist says, as we read in our call to worship, with my whole heart I seek you. Let me not wander from your commandments. Whole heart. With my whole heart I seek you. We are not going to God thinking that by going to God we're going to get riches or health or something else. We instead are going to God through Jesus so that we might know God. So that we might know His love. So that we might see Him face to face. So that we might know Him, know Jesus Christ. For He is the treasure. And that is why we must seek Him with all of our hearts. But there's a problem. Our hearts are fallen. Indeed, the prophet Jeremiah tells us, the heart is deceitful above all things. Who can understand it? One wise man over 500 years ago said, our hearts are factories that make idols. We naturally, with our whole hearts, seek everything except God. Whether that's human friendship or family or money or success or security. So we need a change in our hearts. And remember what David said after he confessed his sin of adultery and murder? In Psalm 51, he said, create in me a clean heart.
Katika kitabu cha Zaburi amesema ya kwamba uumbe ndani mwangu moyo mtakatifu au moyo ulio safi.
That's a miracle, isn't it?
Hiyo ndio kitu cha ajabu.
Only God can do an act of creation.
Ni Mungu peke yake ndiye anaweza kufanya kile kitu.
So David is saying, do the miracle of making my heart clean.
Fanya miujiza kwa kuweza kufanya moyo wangu kuwa safi.
Indeed, we must ask God to do what he describes in Ezekiel chapter 36.
Tunapaswa kumwambia Mungu afanye kama vile Ezekiel amekwenda kusema.
Where he says, God says through Ezekiel, I will give you a new heart.
Alimwambia Ezekiel kwamba nitakwenda kukupatia moyo mpya.
And a new spirit I will put within you.
Na nitakwenda kutia roho nyipya ndani mwako.
And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh.
Nitakwenda kutosha ule moyo wa jiwe ndani ya mwili wako.
And I will give you a heart of flesh.
Na nitakwenda kukupatia moyo ulio hai.
And I will put my spirit within you.
Na nitakwenda kutia roho yangu ndani mwako.
And cause you to walk in my ways.
Ili uweze kutumika katika maneno yangu, mausia yangu.
That's a miracle, isn't it?
Hiyo ndiyo miujiza.
A heart transplant.
Na moyo wa mabadiliko.
Taking out a heart of stone.
Kutosha nje moyo wa jiwe.
A heart that does not want to seek God.
Moyo ambao hautaki kumtafuta Mwenyezi Mungu.
And putting in its place a heart of flesh.
Na kutia ndani yetu moyo ulio hai.
A heart which is tender before God.
Moyo ambao utakwenda kuwa mkunjufu machoni pa Bwana.
A heart which recognizes that God is our true treasure.
Moyo ambao unatambua kwamba Bwana ni hazina yetu.
And thus a heart that fully seeks after God through Jesus Christ. We need that miracle of grace to be changed from the inside out. So, Rehoboam did evil because he did not set his heart to seek the Lord. And what's the solution to that? We've seen that the solution is not only a matter of the will. We can't just leave this morning and say, okay, now I'm going to set my heart to seek the Lord. I'm not going to long for security or honor or privilege or money or clothes. It doesn't work that way. We need that heart transplant.
Tunahitaji ile mabadiliko ya moyo wa ndani.
We need a miracle of God's grace in us. So then, last section, last part. How can we respond to Rehoboam's bad example? God has told us. He is the good father who knows how to give good gifts to his children.
Yeye ni baba mzuri, baba mwema ambaye anajua namna gani ya kuzawadia watoto wake.
And he sent his son to show us how to live as a man.
Na akatuma mwanaye ili aje atufundishe namna gani ya kuishi kama kama wana.
And he sent his son to die on the cross.
Na akatuma mwana wake ili aje afe msalabani.
As he took the punishment on himself that we deserve for our rebellion. And through that atoning death, through faith in him, we can be reconciled to God. So, may we respond in this way. Lord God, I am a rebel at heart. I, like Rehoboam, do evil and think evil. My heart is far from you. My heart is filled with desires for so many other things besides you.
Moyo wangu unajaa tamaa ya anasa nyingi za ulimwengu.
But I believe your instruction.
Lakini ninaamini mwelekezo wako.
I believe you sent Jesus to die on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins.
Ninaamini ya kwamba umtuma Yesu Kristo ili aje akufe msalabani kwa sababu ya dhambi zetu.
I believe you raised him from the dead.
Naamini ya kwamba umekwenda kumtosha katika mauti.
I believe that he will return and will reign forever.
Naamini ya kwamba atakwenda kufufuka na atakwenda kutawala milele.
Would you, oh God, save even a rebel like me?
Na kitu gani Mungu unaweza badilisha ndani mwangu?
Would you give even me that heart transplant?
Je, unaweza kunipatia na mimi ule moyo wa mabadiliko?
Would you take out my heart of stone and replace it with a heart of flesh?
Je, unaweza kutoa ule moyo mgumu, moyo wa jiwe ndani mwangu na kuniletea moyo ulio hai?
Would you give your Holy Spirit to me as I seek you?
Unaweza kumwacha Roho Mtakatifu aje ndani mwangu ili niweze kutafuta?
I don't deserve it.
Mimi sistahili.
But I ask you,
lakini ninakuomba,
by your grace and mercy,
kwa neema yako,
will you save even me?
Je, unaweza kutuma kwa ajili yangu?
Because of Jesus Christ.
Kwa sababu ya Yesu Kristo.
Friends, the book of Hebrews tells us God is a rewarder of those who seek him.
Kitabu cha Waebrania kinasema ya kwamba Mungu anakwenda kuzawadia wale wanaomtafuta.
So may we seek him.
Je, tunaweza kumtafuta?
Those who have never known him as Savior.
Wale ambao bado hawajamuamini kuwa ni Mwokozi.
As well as those who have walked with him for many decades.
Na hata wale ambao wametumika pamoja naye kwa muda wa siku nyingi.
Because as the Apostle Paul tells us, all of us have these remaining vestiges of sin within us.
Sisi sote tuko watumwa wa dhambi.
So the Apostle Paul tells us, put off the old self.
Na mtume Paulo anasema ya kwamba uvitoshe vyote pembeni.
Get rid of it.
Vitoshe vyote pembeni.
Set your mind on things above.
Na tia akili yako kitafakari yaliyo juu.
When you begin to feel like you're treasuring other things,
na wakati utakuwa uko unafikiria kwa sababu labda ya hazina yako na vitu vingine,
remember,
kumbuka,
and remind one another,
na mkumbushani mmoja na mwingine,
there is only one treasure.
Kuna hazina moja tu.
There is only one who is worthy of all praise.
Ni mmoja tu ambaye anayestahili kutukuzwa.
There is only one who satisfies.
Ni mmoja tu ambaye anaweza kuridhisha.
There is only one who will reign forever.
Ni mmoja tu ndiye amekwenda kufuka milele.
And so, put off the old self.
Sia kila kitu pembeni.
Put on the new self.
Sia kila kitu pembeni.
Created after the likeness of Jesus.
Na uweze kuumba katika ukweli wa Yesu Kristo.
And seek him first.
Na umutafute yeye kwanza.
Seek him with your whole heart.
Umutafute yeye kwa moyo wako wote.
Ask God for that clean heart.
Umuombe Mungu ule moyo ulio safi.
Plead with God for the Holy Spirit to guide you and lead you in his paths.
Muombe Mungu ili ile Roho Mtakatifu akujie na akuongoze.
And know that he surely rewards those who seek him.
Na yeye atakwenda kuzawadia wale wanaomtafuta.
Let us pray together. Tuombe.
Acha tuombe sote pamoja.
Oh Father, we thank you for your word. We don't want to be among those who seem to serve you, who seem to follow you, who even seem to work for you, but to whom on the last day you say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. We don't want to be like the weeds in that parable that our Lord Jesus told, the weeds that are sown in the same field as the wheat and are bundled up in the last day and separated from the wheat and thrown into the fiery furnace. We want to be those who delight in you, who know you, who see you face to face, who, because of the changed heart that you have worked within us, would gladly give up everything else to have you, knowing you are the great treasure. So, Father, do that miracle within us. Save those, any here this morning who don't know you. Save any who are listening remotely who don't know you. And may all of us who do know you, may you use this great truth to enable us to endure to the end and so to be saved, to enable us to endure in joy in you to the end, and thus fight the fight of faith all our days so that we might follow you, praising you in good times and bad, saying, our God is great, and he is the true treasure. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.